Of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
The garage floor. A foundation for the cardboard you lie on. Under your car. Wrench in hand. A place to rest a cold beverage and put Saturday to good use. So Advance Auto Parts lets you order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. So you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com to learn more.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
I know this is.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Cher?
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything.
I heard John Carney was on the way in, and apparently there's a book out or something, and they're talking about Warren Beatty and how many women Warren Beatty is supposed to have slept with. And the number, and it's a specific number, is 12,775 women. And I'm going to call complete BS on that.
Who kept track of that, him?
Well,
I mean, who else?
Gene Simmons has a portfolio and photos of every woman he has slept with. He got him to sign off, to sign the photo and the date. And he's supposed to have slept with 5,000 or 6,000 women. This 12,775, I'm telling you right now, and Josh, who's on that show, got a calculator and just simply divided 365 into that number, and it comes out exactly 35 years. You'd have to have a different woman. This is different women. This is 12,775. You have a different woman every day, 7 days a week for 35 years. I do not buy that.
What is he, almost 70?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it happened from the time he was 30 to 65 or 20 to 45. There's no way. There's no way. And Wilt Chamberlain claimed 20,000 or something.
Well, if you do a couple sessions with four or five women apiece at a time, that could
But every day,
multiply.
7 days a week for 35 years? Come on. You couldn't hold a job. You couldn't do any. I mean, come on. I don't believe it. Because who? How do you prove that?
And who has that much stamina?
You can't prove it.
No.
And I can't prove he didn't. But I'm just going to call BS on it. I don't think it's true. It makes a good story. And yeah, I guess a guy could sleep with 1,000 different women or something. But even that, I don't buy into some of that stuff. And Warren Beatty, did you ever see him interviewed?
No.
How boring. Holy cow, he's boring.
I don't think I've ever seen him in a movie.
Dick Tracy,
no, I didn't see
Bonnie
him.
And Clyde. You never saw Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
He hasn't done a lot of movies.
Yeah.
He's not a big deal. He's famous for being Warren Beatty. He's not that big a deal. But he's supposed to have slept with, I mean, everybody from Diane Sawyer to Madonna to you name it. He's gotten them all. And he is supposed to have a, I don't know.
A biggin?
I don't know about that, but he does stuff in bed to women that I guess they tell each other, and you got to try this. I don't know. But come on, $12,775, I don't think so. We didn't close the Burke segment, but we didn't give Dan a chance. Do you have a contribution?
No, I
do. All right, let's close the Burke segment. Yeah, it's up to you, folks. The talent, we have not shut the talent show down yet. Thursday is the only day we do this, but we will. If we have two Thursdays in a row where there's no talent, we're closing her down, and we'll have to announce a winner. So if you want to call and whistle or bird call or do impressions or sounds of animals or whatever, feel free to do that. Or any other reason you want to call, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, is this Overland Thursday?
Let me look. Yes, it is.
Well, then I'm aiming the piano.
Okay. Hallelujah. What's up?
No, I just had two comments. Actually, the first one, you never hear on the Walter Brennan show going from 17,000 sexual conquests and talking about selling Chevrolets by way of Kaiser Fraser, toilets, and donuts.
No, we cover it all.
It's unbelievable.
We cover it all. And it was 12,775 women, not 17,000. Either way, it's BS.
Well, first of all, I wanted to comment. Yesterday, you were talking about where Bill Cleveland is, or he was going to go today.
Today, he's supposed to be in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. I know you say that you don't like to go through museums and all that.
No, I don't like museums where it's arrowheads and that kind of stuff. I like museums where there are dinosaurs and things I find interesting.
Well, you can talk to him about it, but I'm going to suggest to you.
Like the Air and Space Museum in Washington. I like that.
Well, if you like that, you'll love this. Because I think this is even more encompassing than that, but it's Wright-Patterson Air Force.
No, I've heard about this. I would absolutely love to go there.
It would. I mean, it's not something you go through in an hour or two. It's like you drive there, stay the night, and go the next day, or vice versa. But it is total. I mean, this is just in one little building. They got B-29s, and
I've seen videos of this thing, and
it's unbelievable.
It looks great.
And, I mean, they have, Army Air Corps, the outfits. And, I mean, it goes from the First World War to the Second World War, Vietnam, Korea.
I took my dad to a little museum in California, and it's a World War II museum. And to look at all of the equipment carried by a soldier in World War II, from his compass to his, if he was in a pilot, his goggles, their backpack. That's amazing. To me, that is so interesting to look at because... When you see how crudely they were equipped.
Oh, yeah.
And when you watch these videos of these planes flying in the war, World War II, they're flying by the seat of their pants. They had basic instruments. The planes were cumbersome and heavy. And it's incredible that those guys really, they had to really work at fighting. They didn't have electronic whatever.
Just to see how big that B-29 is, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, a B-17 is...
Oh, I'm sure. Bill will hit it, I'm sure, while he's there.
Well, I was just going to say he might impress you to a point where you decide you might want to go on a trip and see that, because it is really great.
I'll do that one day.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, Wright-Patterson, I'd be interested in doing that. Robert, how are you?
Okay. I don't have any talent.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. So what else would you like to do? How can we help you?
Okay. I heard you do the Sean Connery deal, and it made me think back a few months ago there was a movie on. The name of it was The Man Who Came Back, and the main player in it was Eric Braeden, that plays that stuffy Victor Newman on Young and Restless.
Oh, my goodness, Victor Newman. My wife watches that show every day. I know.
Well, anyway.
Okay, all right.
It's a shame that he spent his whole life playing that part because that man could have been the American Sean Connery.
Well, I see him because I'll go home and sometimes my wife has recorded, is it Young and the Restless or is she Bold and Beautiful? Which one's the other?
Hell, maybe Young and the Restless. Hell, I'm not sure.
No, she only watches. Yeah, she only watches two, so it's one of those. But I'm with you. I look at this guy, Victor Newman, and I think, how did you end up on a soap opera every day for all the, maybe they, it's good, solid, regular work. And maybe a lot of those people don't want to venture out and take the chance of not making it in Hollywood. Then they've given up that, that good, steady job. I don't know what those people make, but I have not seen him in anything but that soap opera.
Well, anyway, I was, you know, flipping through the channels and come up on this movie. And, bam, here's Eric Braeden. I thought, I don't know if I want to watch this or not. But I did, and if you ever get a chance to see it, the name of it's The Man Who Came Back.
What came back from what?
Well, this movie takes place right after the Civil War, during Reconstruction.
Yeah.
So I guess he came back from the Civil War for one thing, and then he got in some trouble, and they sent him to prison, which he didn't need to go, and he escaped, and he came back and killed everybody that caused him all the trouble.
Yeah, so now you're talking.
Now, so I guess, you know, he came back from two things.
Yeah.
But
check it out.
A little later on, I'm going to be going through your hometown, Jackson, Tennessee.
Well, that's not my hometown. My hometown's Humboldt, Tennessee.
Oh, Humboldt? Okay.
Yeah. You'll be. I think you'll be 11 miles from there.
Yeah. I'm going to Decatur, Alabama.
All right.
Anyhow, I'll pass through St. Louis and listen to you when I'm up that way.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, I got a good joke for you.
Well, hang on.
But I don't think I better not tell this. You don't need to hear this on the air.
Yeah, I do. Go ahead. Tell it.
A little boy walking down the street holding his mom's hand. And they walking along the sidewalk. The boy jerks her to a stop, points across the street at a couple of dogs, you know, it's going at it.
Yeah. Now, this is either he injured his front paws.
He said, it's just like Daddy said. And she said, hush your mouth. Don't say anything bad. So they started walking a little while. She said, well, what did Daddy say? And she said,
now, hang on. Well, I got to stop you, Robert. Is this like every time you try to help somebody?
You help a buddy out.
Yeah, there you go.
Your rear every time.
Yeah, there you go. That's the joke. Okay. Thank you, Robert. See, it had to be one of two jokes. There are two jokes where the kid goes, hey, look at those dogs. What are they? Yeah. And it was one of those two. Victor Newman. Have you ever even watched the soap opera?
No, I can't. No.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
My
either.
Wife, those two. And it's.
The acting.
It's predominantly women. Well, the acting actually is some of it's really good. Some of it's bad.
Yeah.
And do they follow like the regular TV show pattern where it's on, it premieres in the fall and there are reruns, or is it just?
Oh, heck no. I think
it's
you're,
new.
I think
it's a continuous all year long.
It's
new story.
Yeah, that's why.
New stories.
I don't know how these. I maybe they shoot all of them in 2 days. I'll bet you that's the deal.
They might.
They shoot because it's a half hour or an hour maybe. And they shoot all of them in a couple of days.
I know they do that. Like Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. They'll knock out five or six a day.
Yeah.
And then they got the rest of the time off, and I guess a good regular gig. But I don't get watching soap operas because they go nowhere. They don't go anywhere. It's just never-ending drama. There's always a hospital scene, and there's always a guy. Everybody's sleeping with everybody else's wife. It's the same story all the time. But, boy, those two. And I will tell you this, there's some hot, hot women on the soap opera. That's always been the case, from Susan Lucci to, I don't know their names, but there's some good-looking women on there. This would be Susan. Is this the soap opera Susan?
No, I wish I was.
Okay, because I used to work with a woman named Susan. She's probably listening. When I first started in the business, she shut everything down. I think it was about 2 o'clock, and she had an arrangement with the station that that's when she took her lunch, and she ate it sitting in front of a portable black-and-white TV because of a soap opera.
Wow.
So I thought maybe you were that, Susan. What's up, Susan?
Well, I heard you talk about Wright-Patterson earlier, and I wanted to let you know that there's a great World War One museum in Kansas City. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, it is fabulous. I think it just opened a couple of years ago. And if you're a history buff of World War One or Two, I mean, you got to go to this one.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
It'd be easy to find.
Yeah.
I think it's near the World War One museum. Memorial.
Okay.
That's their monument.
Well, I go to Kansas City 3 or 4 times a year, so that's
that and that boat. Those are the two museums to go see while you're in Kansas City.
What
the,
boat? What boat?
Oh, the boat that sank in the river and they dug it up like 100 years later.
Wow.
I remember the name. That's downtown, too.
Okay.
In Kansas City.
He has a hard time remembering names of things.
That's all right. Join the club. Thank you, yeah. Susan.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I know there's a boat in Kansas City and there's a World War. I'm not big on World War One for some reason. Because my dad was in World War Two. That's going back like Civil War stuff. When I was a kid, that was a big deal in the South and cannonballs and all that. I don't know. The old stuff is not as interesting to me. Kevin, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Am I even the PM?
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
How's everyone today?
Let me check. How's everybody doing?
Good, Kevin.
Dan, how are you doing? Kevin wants to know.
I'm doing great.
Okay, great. Everybody's great.
When you're talking about the soap opera, whenever I was a teenager, my mom, I was home from school.
Let me just guess. As the World Turns?
No. Okay. She got me hooked on Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
I was home from school for like a month with mono.
Oh, boy.
And it got to the point where, I couldn't tell my buddies, I would have her record it for me. Anyway, I finally got myself weaned off of it.
Anyway.
And I was on vacation 2 weeks ago. Sat down, I was watching TV, and it came on. I was like, well, let's see what's going on. I watched the same character.
Same storyline.
Yeah,
it's like
nothing changed.
No, it's like you never missed an episode.
This is 20 years ago.
That's why I tell my wife, I go, if you went 2 weeks and didn't watch it, and you watched one, you're caught up. It's the same dilemma.
I called my wife at work, and I was just giggling like a schoolgirl and telling her about it.
She
came home looking at me like I was stupid.
My dad's brother, my favorite uncle, who died way too young in his 40s, watched As the World Turns every day, and he knew that his buddies made fun of him, but he owned a small newspaper. Same deal. He would close his office door, turn on his TV, have a cup of coffee, watch As the World Turned like a woman every day. And he didn't care what anybody thought about it.
But he did hit the nail on the head as far as the attractiveness of the women that are on those shows.
I gotta tell you something. That's how you justify it as a man. It's because of the hot chicks.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Kevin, thank you for the call.
Bye.
And, Susan Lucci is getting older. She still looks pretty good. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Some of these women, and you don't know their names. They're on TV every day, and I don't know any of their real names. Let me see. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hey there.
What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, I heard that guy talking about KC and everything.
That's a girl.
The Steamboat Arabia that they dug up out of a cornfield up in northern Missouri, there up by Kansas City. It sunk in the Missouri, but of course the Missouri shifted its channel, so it ended up in a cornfield. They dug it up and they got it on display there. Everything that was on the steamboat and parts of the steamboat itself.
Wow, still intact under. How do you discover that under? A guy out planting corn one day and goes, hey, what's this hard thing?
What they did was they used like one of the magnet type deals where they kind of drug it across the field, and when they hit on a mass of metal, they would send down a shaft to check it out. And they found it, and they had to dig this huge hole.
Yeah,
and I don't know how many pumps they had to employ, but they were putting out like 60,000 gallons of water a minute, trying to keep the water out of the hole so they could dig this thing up.
Wow, I never heard about this.
So you ought to go check it out next time you're in Kansas City. It's down there by the farmers market area down there.
Okay.
So go check that out. I think it's pretty cool myself.
Hi, Greg. I'll do it. I like Kansas City.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye. We have friends who live in Overland Park, and then one of my eye doctors is in Overland Park. Let me see what Al needs, and we'll take a break. Hello. Al, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah. What's up?
When I used to work at this catering service at the airport, we had a break room, and all the old ladies would watch their stories. And the one they watched was on NBC called Passions.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It didn't have the lifespan a lot of these shows do.
So, we're sitting there watching this, and I think the storyline, there was like a the one lady had a doll or something, but it was, she thought it was a real boy.
Whoa.
And I'm watching this because, you know, the old ladies, that's what they're watching, and it's the only thing on. So I'm like, I started shaking my head. I said, I can't believe you watch this garbage. Like, I said, wrestling, the acting in wrestling is just a tad bit better than this, and the storylines are better. And they're all going, shut up, we're missing our story, shut up.
Yeah, and that's how they said it. They'd say, I'm watching my show.
Wait a minute. The acting and wrestling.
That thing was god-awful. I'm like, whoever wrote that was on some sort of drug, because it was just, ugh.
And they're cashing bigger checks than we're cashing.
Oh, yeah, most people do than me, so.
Yeah. All right, Al.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for the call. Have a nice day. You too. He didn't sound like he meant it.
No.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Go to hell. Yeah, thank you. All right, one more, then we'll take a break. This is Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Frank.
How you doing?
I was just saying, you're talking about the women, how good-looking they were on the soap operas. Those men were really good. I was 2 weeks overdue with my son, and they made me go home, and I had to watch soap operas, and that boy's name changed to one of those soap opera characters.
You named your son?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what, though? She's got a point. I don't pay much, but they do have, now the big thing is the guys off to take their shirts off, and they have the, you know, the flat stomach. But you're right. The men, they're not too many ugly guys on there either. And maybe that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter what the stories
good-looking
are.
People just...
Women look at the guys look at the women, and that's it. The story could be anything. I think we lost Kathy. We lost her signal. It sounded like it was struggling when we had her on here. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll take some more calls, and I have an offer for you when I come back that maybe will help you in your decision to make a $300 donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I think this is a pretty good idea. I'll have it for you when I come back after the break. Associated Physicians Group, APG, like all pain gone. They've had thousands of people go through their offices, their clinics, whatever you want to call it, people who went in pain, and when the therapy was over, weren't in pain anymore. And they did it, many of them thinking and convinced, pretty convinced, that they were going to have to undergo surgery or something else, a lifetime of narcotics and pain medication, and they found out there was another way, and the other way was pain management and physical therapy through APG. Now, there are officially four locations. Most of what they do is in Illinois. O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, there's even a Maryville clinic. There is a clinic in Creve Coeur. All they do there is the alternative to knee replacement program, and I say all they do when in fact that is a huge program. And wildly successful. Because who doesn't, listening right now, who of you does not know somebody that had knee replacement or that's about to have it? Nobody. Look, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, my dad had knee replaced. My father-in-law had a knee replaced. People that go on our trips, the youngest guy I know, Connie's husband.
Brian.
Two knee replacements in his 30s. There's an alternative for a lot of people to that, and APG can show you what it is. They want to restore your mobility and get you out of pain, and the best thing you can do after this is when you get home and get in front of a computer, just go to apgpain.com. You can read about what they do, how they do it, who they are. Very highly trained people, and they know what they're doing, and you don't have to continue to be in pain. And what you think is the only answer may not be the only answer. apgpain.com.
Meep, meep.
Time to look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now. If you're traveling on westbound 70, you're going to find slow to stop and go traffic from about Jennings Station Road all the way out through Cave Springs. It's going to be heavy again from 79 to Bryan Road. Eastbound 70 drivers, you've got an accident at Bryan Road that's got the left lane block. So traffic right now is backed up to Highway Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Now we're also slowing on eastbound 70 from Lindbergh in through 170. 3 and again between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station Road. Another crash now. We've got it on the ramp from Lindbergh onto eastbound 70. Now, they've cleared the accident southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, but traffic's still slowing approaching Olive down through Highway 40. Even though it's raining outside, the baseball game will continue so far tonight, so eastbound traffic on 40 is traveling slow from about Boone's Crossing in through Highway 270. They've cleared an accident that was between Lindbergh and McKnight, and so traffic is running slow between 270 all the way into Big Bend. Southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We're heavy again from Highway 44 up through Gravois. Downtown, northbound 55 back to 44, eastbound 40. You're jammed now at Jefferson. This traffic report is brought to you by DeVry University. At DeVry, their professors and advisors are with you from start to finish, helping you pursue the career you want. Classes start September 2nd. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Number very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com. For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, and improves the drought resistance of plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for an array of STA certified compost, soil, or mulch products available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family run, family operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway 4 Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters for over 50 years at the same location. You know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway 4 Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department, and if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Eat great for just $4. Denny's 2, 4, 6, 8 value menu. Look for Denny's coupons in this Sunday's newspaper and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones in a minute. The donations are trickling in. I don't want to bore you with this, but I really, really, really want to make this work because it's the first time I've tried this. Thank you to those of you who have donated your $300 to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Now, I have a suggestion and an offer for you. Let me run through this quickly in case you don't know. If you will donate $300 to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, you will get 4 tickets to the Cardinals versus Milwaukee game on Tuesday, September 16th, 7 p.m. That right there is worth $216. Now, this is for a $300 donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. You will also get 4 tickets to a St. Louis Blues preseason game. Plus, you are now in the drawing at $300, and only the AM and the PM $300 donors are in this drawing. It won't be many people, so you got a pretty good shot to go to dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's restaurant. It'll be a night that you will be glad you were part of. You will also, if your name is drawn, get a night for the two of you, the winner and whoever the winner takes, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, whatever, to the Four Seasons Hotel. A night at the Four Seasons, probably the finest hotel in St. Louis. And that will include either a massage or spa, European facial for each of you. But wait, there's more. If your name is drawn, you will also get 4 tickets to Motown the Musical on Tuesday, November 18th at the Fox Theater. Now, I know how this works. You're in the car. You go, you know what? I think I'm thinking about doing that. $300. I got to have $300. I don't have $3,000, but I have $300. Then you get home, and yeah, your wife's yelling at you, or your husband, or the kids. When you forget, you go to bed, you go to work the next day. I meant to do it, but I didn't do it. Here's what I'll be willing to do. If you'll call here and give Dan your number and your name, I will call you tonight and remind you at home. I'll call you home and remind you. Hey, don't forget to go to the computer to KTRS.com and click on the donate. I'm not kidding. I don't care if 30 of you call here. I'll call you all tonight or tomorrow night, within the next night or two, some tonight, some tomorrow if I get enough. But if I just get a few, I can get you. I can call you tonight. I'll be home by 7. You give me your name and number, and you pledge, and we'll take your word, that you will make the $300 donation for the chance to get all this stuff. And he'll give me, when I leave here, I'll take the numbers with me, and I will call you home tonight and say, just a reminder, thank you, but just a reminder, get on that computer, make that donation. So there you go. If you tell Dan that's what you want, that's what we'll do, and I'll be happy to do it. Hey, one call for $300 for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, I'd make 100 of them if I had to. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Back to the phones, and this is Phil. Hello, Phil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm able
to. Well, that's why you're pretty good. How can we help you?
I was going to see if I could bounce a couple jokes off Frank here.
Well, let me get Frank. Let me get him. Frank?
Yeah. Can he bounce some jokes off you? Yeah. Come over here. Okay.
Phil, how are you?
I'm good. I'm at work. I want to go, but I'm good.
Got a couple of jokes? All right. Well, hang on a second. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Guy's on an airplane. He's sitting next to a guy with a dog. He says, what's that dog for? Is it a service animal? And he goes, no, I'm a DEA agent. And this dog sniffs out narcotics. He goes, really? I'd like to see that. So he goes, okay. So he threw the dog down the aisle. The dog goes, sits next to an old lady, turns around, comes back, puts one paw on the DEA agent's lap, and says, the DEA agent says, that lady there has marijuana on her. When the plane lands, I will make note of the seat, and I will take her into custody. The guy says, well, that's pretty neat. He goes, can you do it again? He goes, well, we'll try. So he sends the dog down the aisle. The dog goes, sits by some guy, comes back, puts two paws on the DEA agent's lap. Then the guy says, that man has cocaine. When we land, I will make note of it, and I will take him into custody. So he goes, this is amazing. He goes, what else can he do? He goes, well, he's only a drug dog, but I'll let him do it again. So he goes down, the dog comes back, and jumps on the DEA agent's lap and takes a crap on the DEA agent's lap. And the guy looks at him, he goes, what's that mean? He goes, he found a bomb.
Found a what?
Found a bomb.
No.
The setup was great.
The setup was fantastic. The setup
I thought it was, too. I mean, plus, yeah, but here's you the know, I'm bouncing it off the man of jokes here to make sure.
Phil, here's
you
know, the here's the problem. Phil, the problem is the setup was so good.
The punchline just
it overshadowed the punchline. It was. Let's give him a hand for the setup. The setup was great.
Is this a homemade joke? Or?
No, I've heard the joke before. It's not homemade.
Now, can I give you the second one?
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to reload. Re-rack. Go ahead.
Little rascals are in school. Teacher says, I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to use that word in a sentence. So she goes, Spanky, your word is book. Spanky says, book, B-O-O-K. I went home and read a book. She goes, very good, Spanky. She goes, Darla, your word is study. Darla says, study, S-T-U-D-Y. I went home and I studied. I know that's plural, but that's the proper pronunciation. She goes, very good, Darla. She goes, Buckwheat, your word is dictate.
Oh no no! I know this joke. I know this joke. We can't do this joke.
I know. I just thought because the spelling, you know, the spelling might offset it. But other words, you all right? Yeah. So I get an approval on one.
Okay, you do. Yeah, you sure do. Thank you, Phil. Holy cow! No, there's no way.
No.
The dictate joke.
Were you about first to cross
all,
a line?
First of all, when he said buckwheat, okay. I we know that joke.
Ooh.
All righty, and folks, please don't email me. I'm not even going to email you that joke. That's not going to happen. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Well,
sure.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, you're talking about all the soap operas and everything, and same deal with me and what I've seen out there. But the other thing is, same deal is with the paperback novels that they've got.
Oh my goodness, those the Fabio.
I had a secretary that used to read them things constantly, and I go out there, I said, why, you know, she's a fairly intelligent gal, I said, why do you even bother with these things? She goes, well, they're entertaining. I said, they're all the same.
They are the same, and the covers are the same. The covers all have that Gone with the Wind kind of thing, guy sweeping a gal up. Oh my goodness, yeah. No, that's
she held up one of her books one time, and And I says, how many pages does that have in it? She goes, that's 500 pages. I go, okay, test me on this. I says, about page 100, this is going to happen. And about page 300, this is going to happen. Yeah. And about 450, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
She went through there and she says, I don't like you anymore.
No, it's the same formula. It's a formula, and these people crank these books out. Yeah.
And one other thing, last week, maybe two weeks ago, you were talking about excuses that women gave
For not
having sex with their husbands.
Yeah.
My wife definitely had the answer, absolutely the best of everybody. And I asked her, I said, why no sex? She goes, because we're married.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Young men, listen carefully to what Mike is trying to tell you. That sums it up right there.
Yeah, essentially, why do I have to have sex with you anymore?
Once,
Yeah,
that says it all.
I've got you.
I've never heard it put more plainly than that. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Mike.
Why? Because we're married. Translation, because I got everything I wanted.
Already got you.
If you leave, I take half. If you die, I get it all. Case closed.
Man. Women.
One more. That'll be Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Frank. How are you guys doing?
We're doing how are we doing?
Great.
Good.
We're doing great, Johnny.
I just want to say, you know, Frank, you're the best salesman in this
room.
In this room in this city.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, you know, and you know, you don't always make decisions. But you plant seeds all the time. We don't always make decisions of, you know, what you're telling us. You know, don't always get a lined offer. But you plant seeds, and then one day opportunity comes. So I got some money back. My dad passed. He was 89 in January. And so we got some money back from his pension. Not a lot, but
yeah.
So I went by Community Federal.
Well, there's no Community Federal. It's First Community Credit Union. You've obviously lived in St. Louis a long time.
No,
you're not the only person that's done that. That proves you've lived in St. Louis for many years.
Too long, 34 years.
There you go.
And I'm from Jersey originally. But you know, actually, a friend of mine's daughter was working at the brand new First Community Federal on Brentwood Crossing Gallery.
Okay.
And so I went in there, and my friend's daughter set me up with an account for my dad, or my dad's money. So then I thought about it. I'd started a new business. So I drive a limo. I've got my own car, independent operator. And I had opened an account at a bank in Clayton, but they only have two offices, one in Clayton, one in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of every time I get a check or something, I got to run to Clayton or Chesterfield. So I went and opened my business account. And I think that's one thing you can tell people, you know, it's great. They have, you know, if you own a business, My sons
have a business loan with First Community.
It's everything you want. They're all over the place. They're open on Sundays at the Walmarts. You know, I'm just you know, really happy that people are always friendly, and I got the bomb pop, you know, when I opened the business account. So,
yeah, good for you.
Just want to thank you for representing great quality people and great quality services.
Hey, I hope that's I would hate to think that I would ever do it any other way. Is there enough money in that account to give $300 to St. Louis Men's Group against cancer?
I'm thinking about it.
Just think. That's all I ask. Think of it. KTRS.com.
You
click on it. Says click here to donate. And then you click there and scroll down. You'll see my picture. And right by it is the way you donate your $300. Just that's all I ask. Think about it.
Thanks for making a difference, Frank.
All right, Johnny. Thank you. Making a difference.
Whoa.
Whew, I don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland, is he on the way? He's on the way, I guess, from Dayton, Ohio. Will he have time?
We'll have to see.
Hey, ask him if he go to the Playhouse.
He cannot today.
He cannot. Well, then let's just get to him. What do you say? Can I do my business now? And then we can still get him in here. AT&T UVerse is the business I want to do, and they're in the business of bringing you television fiber optically. I also want you to consider this. If you like college sports, Southeastern Conference, SEC, August 14th, my goodness, 7 days from now, 1 week away, the SEC Network goes on the air, and AT&T UVerse will bring it to you. And once you get AT&T UVerse, you can watch these sporting events. By the way, there are 1,000 of these live events, including 45 college football games in the season. And you can, you don't have to be tethered to anything. You can walk around and watch it on your smartphone, your tablet. You get the total home DVR. You record up to 4 shows at the same time with AT&T UVerse. Get it set up. Get it started now and ask them about how to get the same great price for 2 years. 877-ONLY-ATT. That's 877-ONLY-ATT.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T UVerse services. Call or go to att.com/UVerse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
From Dayton, Ohio, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, download the app STL Taxi. It's easy. It's free. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. And now from Dayton, Ohio, here is Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good lady Bill. Called earlier and said, tell you to be sure to go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the museum.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow on the list.
I told her. I said, I'll bet he'll be there.
You absolutely bet, yeah. So I'll tell you some more on Monday, but a lot of Wright Brothers, obviously, stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
And a pretty cool place. Some news for you. A company is now selling bacon-scented deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great, I guess, if you're dating the governor of New Jersey. But other than that, I get one.
Wouldn't your dog drive you crazy if you had that?
Yeah. Well, it's a rumored Lindsay Lohan may be opening a jewelry store.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be located on the inside of Lindsay's overcoat.
Yeah, kleptomaniac humor.
There's a study that says that women's IQs are higher than men's.
I believe it.
But for the first time maybe in 100 years, they would have found out earlier, but all the researchers were men.
That would explain a lot.
And finally, kind of scary. Scientists think they're getting closer to be able to do a Jurassic Park type style of cloning on ancient species.
Uh-oh.
Imagine that, cloning of ancient species. So, hey, let me be the first to say congratulations to the cast of Donnybrook. thank you to those folks.
Man.
The Bill Cleveland, they still do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yes, they do. Okay.
They do.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown Dayton, Ohio.
Home of the Wright Brothers.
Yes, sir. I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I've never been there. I imagine there's a lot of Wright Brothers this, right? But it's like you go to Springfield, Lincoln, everything's Lincoln. Hannibal, Mark Twain this, Mark Twain that. One of these days I'll make it to Dayton. Please don't go away. We have a great joke, as always, for you. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.